City will finish up their league games this week with Albany, and we'll go to the Stanbury Tournament next week. Corbin Coase, head basketball coach of the Wildcats. Wildcats had Polo over the break, I guess technically also, well, I guess Tyne Avalon was over the break, but pre-Christmas in a game that that was added to the schedule. Bramer and North Andrew both been this week. So it's been a reasonably busy stretch in terms of games for King City. Corbin Coase, head basketball coach. Wildcats did play pre-Christmas against Tyne Avalon, which I think it was good for both. It was good to get the game in since the game had been missed for King City, and you were able to get that done, and Tyne Avalon agreed to come up, and everything worked out, and also worked out that it was a King City win. But since you went to that effort, I assume that somebody felt it was reasonably important to play a game, huh?
Yeah, we just wanted to make sure we got a game in. We couldn't quite get schedules to work out at NCMC due to being in school and things like that. So it was good to get a game in. I appreciated them coming up here. And they were really good on the defensive end. I mean, they made us work for everything we got, played us primarily man, and held us to 49 points. And then, you know, we were able to do a pretty nice job holding them to 24 on the defensive end too. But they weren't bad, so they made us work for everything we got.
Okay, had Polo then in the game that was played at NCMC, and you were able to really grind out a win, but you had to do that, and it didn't look necessarily at the start where you might have to do that, but it looked like your defensive energy was able to give them an early punch that they recovered from, and it was kind of slow for them to come back eventually. It was gradual, maybe I should say, for them to come back and, get within a possession or two. But they made it tight at the end.
Yeah, I mean, we were up 11-2 after the first quarter, and then from there on, it was a battle the whole way. They actually, I think, grabbed the lead 32-31, 31-30, somewhere in there. And we had to have like a 10-2 finish to the game as well to put them away. But credit to them defensively, and once again, they grinded out and made this struggle to score. I mean, statistically, we were where we wanted to be, turning them over, everything, but our field goal percentage was very, very low, which has been what's kind of been our issue the last couple of games. So we're doing a lot of good things besides putting the ball through the basket right now, and that's credit to a lot of the teams on defense too.
Okay, and Bramer was the first of the two games that was this week, and a road trip to Bramer at that, which – and they're just, to me, they're at Bramer, they're at least 10 points better down there because of their familiarity and I think probably the energy that they bring. And it's a really difficult place to try to go win. Sometimes it's a difficult place to try to go compete, but you did do that.
Yeah, we competed all night. It was, like you said, they were 10 points better at home. I wish we would have it somewhere else then, because I think we lost by 8. And they're big, they're physical, and physicality hadn't really given us issues this year, but size has, and they definitely had size on us, which at the beginning of the game, it probably didn't affect us as much as it did kind of towards the middle, and then they got a little double-digit lead kind of stretched out there in the third, and we battled back, got it within 4 at one point, I think, and then, late-game situations start fouling, and just couldn't get quite all the way back into it. So they're a solid team. I think they're state ranked now. And only one loss to Trenton, so they're having a good season. They were a good test for us, but that's what we have every night. It's just another team that's pretty solid.
And another one last night against North Andrew in the makeup game, and they present even more challenges. They've got a little bit of that height you were talking about as well. But boy, I tell you what, you talk about an athletically deep team, and they just bring those guys in waves.
Yeah, I mean, It was a good test for us to see where we're at, and I feel like the score is going to be a little deceiving when people see that. They see we got beat by 23. It never felt like it was a 23-point game to us as far as how the energy level was and defensively we were doing. We shot less than 20% from the field, and that's first quarter. It was 8-6. We did a really good job, and they switched to a zone on us, and we couldn't get an open bucket or a contested bucket or any kind of thing for a big stretch. We were stuck on 11 points for a long time, but defensively holding us. If you had told me we were going to hold North Andrew to 50, I would have been pretty pleased with our chances. But we just could not score, and they had a good game plan against us that really took us out of our offensive flow and movement, and we just struggled to score all night long.
When you don't get, or when you're shooting the ball poorly like that, and particularly if you do it, you know, within a stretch, two games or three or what have you, you know, the trick is still to get, you know, good shots, but again, you're at the mercy of whether they're going to go down or not. But you know, if you're doing that and playing a good team, those are going to be limited anyway, because the other team defensively would be pretty good. Maybe sometime, if you can ever get a game where, you know, you have, you know, a bevy of shots and maybe some room to work with, you know, maybe you can get out of that. But you got to be patient with a shooting slump, I would think.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd like to just pinpoint it on one thing. We're not executing, but it's not that we're having lack of execution either. We're getting the shots that we want, and like you said, credit North Andrew took a lot of our shots that we'd like to get away. But at the same time, we still had open looks against their zone where we moved the basketball, and we went 2 for 18 from three. And you do that, that's a 16 possessions in with a defensive rebound usually for them. So, I'd like to say we're gonna get out of it. I don't know when it is. We're just gonna keep kind of plugging through, and hopefully, you know, we do come out of it, because we were shooting the ball really well before Christmas. And here after the Christmas break, it seems like we can't throw the ball in the ocean.
Next game is going to be against Albany tonight, and the Stanbury tournament is next week, so you get get an opportunity for Albany, and then, well, if anything, in January, King City, like everybody, you know, you get into a routine of games and get into a flow, and maybe that'll help with some rhythm.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. I mean, we have Albany tonight, and we'll see how that goes, and then, you know, bring on Worth County again, where it just keeps just athletes and size and basketball players. So that's, you know, it's fun on this side as far as you have to compete every night, but, you know, we're just going to try to figure some things out, and hopefully those will kind of turn around for us.
It's Corbin Coase, head basketball coach of King City.